It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of federal workers on the front lines of the country's largest wildfires are getting a raise. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
Climate change has made Colorado and other western states' wildfire seasons longer and more intense. But starting pay for most federal firefighters is less than $13.50 per hour. The USDA and Department of Interior will now use bonus payments to boost paychecks to at least $15 an hour. Kelly Martin is a former fire chief at Yosemite National Park who leads the advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters.
Our summers are getting hotter, they're drier, they're longer, so the pressure on our personnel system is at a breaking point.
Martin says the move is a good first step, but the pay bump is small and temporary. Funding for permanent pay raises and other improvements are included in the bipartisan infrastructure bill passed by the U.S. Senate that's now awaiting House action. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A Loveland police officer shot and severely wounded a 19-year-old in his backyard earlier this week. The man, Alexander Dominan, was having a mental health crisis when a family member called 911. An attorney for their family says Dominan has a mental disability. The shooting Monday is under investigation by the neighboring Fort Collins police. The Northern Arapaho tribe will join the city of Longmont in what local leaders describe as the first sister city relationship between a sovereign tribal nation and a U.S. city. The Boulder Daily Camera reports that the effort started after Longmont officials visited tribal leaders at the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming. The Northern Arapaho tribe was forced off their Colorado land in the late 1800s. The tribe's co-chairman says the agreement will open new opportunities for their young people. Regis University will require masks in public indoor spaces for at least the first 5 weeks of classes. Regis is requiring vaccines for students, faculty, and staff, but more than 10% of students and 5% of personnel have requested vaccine exemptions for medical or religious reasons. Classes at Regis begin Monday. This is CPR News.